Chapter 6. Free at Last? The bullets flew past Peyton's face and hands. He felt them rush by. Then they continued down. One did not hit him, but became stuck between his shirt and his neck. It felt uncomfortably warm, and he swiped it away. He rose to the surface, gasping for air. He was now much further down the river and nearer to safety. He used the current and swam fast. He wanted to get even further away from the bridge. His mind was as energetic as his body, and he began to make a plan. He knew he would not avoid the soldiers' rifles forever. The next minute, he felt a huge splash near him, followed by a loud rushing sound. An explosion stirred up the river. Tree branches were cracking in the forest. They were firing the cannon from the fort. A large sheet of water washed over him. The next moment, he was spinning through the water. The water, the banks, the forest, the now distant bridge, fort, and men all blurred into one. The water spun him around and he felt quite sick. Suddenly, he was thrown onto the southern bank of the river. For the moment, he was hidden from his enemies. He began to weep with delight. Peyton dug his fingers into the river sand. To his eyes, nothing had ever looked more beautiful. The trees around him looked like giant garden plants. He breathed in the fresh smell. A strange, rose-colored light shone from between the trees. The sound of the wind moving through the branches sounded to him like gentle music. He no longer wanted to escape. He just wanted to stay there and rest. Another shot from the cannon brought him to his senses. He had to get away. He stood up and plunged into the forest.